Hello and welcome to another episode of the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News. I'm Emma, and joining me today is Daniel. We're here to bring you the latest from the aerospace and wider industrial sectors across the Northwest.
Thanks for having me, Emma. It's always great to catch up and share the latest developments. I see we have a rather exciting story to discuss today.
Yes, Daniel, we sure do. Burnley College has just launched a new low-carbon hub, and it's all about supporting businesses in the region to transition to a greener future. This is a big deal for the Northwest.
Right, so this hub is part of a government-funded project through the Strategic Development Fund. That's a significant investment, so it must be quite a big deal for local businesses.
Exactly. The hub is designed to help small and medium-sized businesses understand the business incentives and the need to become more environmentally aware. It's a one-stop shop, as Neil Burrows, the Assistant Principal for Employer Engagement at Burnley College, mentioned.
That does sound like a great resource. I wonder if there are specific areas they're focusing on.
Definitely. The low-carbon hub will focus on three key areas: behavioural change, energy management, and technology and monitoring solutions. Each of these is crucial for businesses looking to transition to a greener future.
Yeah, that makes sense. Changing the culture within a business is as important as adopting new technologies. It's about creating a mindset shift.
Absolutely. The hub will help businesses understand the change in culture needed and take ownership of their individual sustainability plans. It's not just about technology, it's about people and processes too.
Right, and energy management is another key area. I imagine this includes training managers to understand energy use and explore green solutions.
Exactly. They're offering training and development opportunities for managers to fully understand energy management and explore green solutions. That's a big step towards reducing their carbon footprint.
And what about the technology and monitoring solutions part? That sounds like it involves retrofitting equipment.
Yes, the hub will support businesses in retrofitting energy monitoring technology to help inform key decisions. They'll also have a location to carry out research for efficient solutions to meet future demand.
So it's not just about training and awareness, but also about providing the tools and technology needed to make the transition. That's a comprehensive approach.
Indeed, the college's SDF project is specifically aimed at supporting businesses to develop a low or net zero carbon plan. This will unlock future opportunities and markets, create a highly skilled and motivated workforce, and generate new jobs.
Wow, that's quite a vision. It's not just about reducing carbon emissions, but also about economic growth and job creation. That's a win-win for the region.
Absolutely. Neil Burrows emphasized that Lancashire led the way in the Industrial Revolution and is poised to lead again in the Green Revolution. The workforce here is eager for new skills and knowledge, and employers are ready to embrace new technologies and working practices.
I see, and this project is part of a larger collaboration with other colleges in Lancashire, including Blackburn College, Lancaster and Morecambe College, and West Lancashire College.
Yes, the colleges across the region are working together on pioneering projects that will impact diverse industries and learners. Burnley College is also supporting another SDF project to upskill the construction industry in creating carbon zero homes and developing renewable options.
That's impressive. It's great to see such collaboration and a holistic approach to sustainability across different sectors.
The Low Carbon Hub will be launched early this year and will be staffed by experts in the field of zero carbon technology. It will be equipped with the latest energy use monitoring equipment and is expected to become an integral part of the local business community.
That sounds like a solid foundation for the hub. It's great to hear that it will be accessible to all employers, not just a select few.
Agreed. For businesses looking to get a head start in the green revolution, the hub offers a valuable resource. They can visit the Burnley College website or contact Paul Sharples, the Business Solutions Manager, for more information.
It's always encouraging to see initiatives that support both environmental sustainability and economic growth. This project seems like a model for other regions to follow.
Absolutely, Daniel. And that's all the time we have for today. We'll be back next week with more updates from the Northwest aerospace and industrial sectors. Until then, stay informed and keep supporting sustainable growth.
Thanks for joining us today. Don't forget to visit Burnley College's website for more details on the Low Carbon Hub. Have a great week, everyone.